so
am I so useless like the way they are saying?
Oh,
some people, when you work for them in their workplace,
they
need you. But the things they will say to you, it looks like you are rag. You are, every leader should learn how to talk. And from the open of my lips will come right things. Don't say foolish things. When you are working with people, say right things to them. You are in a relationship. You talk anyhow to that man. You talk anyhow to him. You lose him. You think you are the only beautiful girl in the world. You are too ugly. I said you are too ugly. Because your words are ugly. So every man is running away from you. Unalenize figure.
Oh, who anima? Come, come. So be one.
When he comes close and hey, let me find somewhere to go.
Mami pebe mi fami hongo hinta.
Let me find somewhere to go.
Oh, intend time so me na me kono.
Leaders speak excellent things, right things.
Oh, your kind. Oh, can you make?
And you must have a year to listen.
Now you can so say
when you are followers who don't listen, they don't even hear your right things. And some people will misinterpret what you have said rightly to them because they were not listening. They were listening to themselves. When somebody is your leader, don't listen to yourself, because the moment you begin to listen to yourself will be speaking to you, and yourself is always right.
So walk in the near. I believe you know my son send me on no canoe and no betty, and yes, all card the back on now. You wouldn't know, and I'll catch your home. And yes, I near all canoe will be found bonnet. So no crime,
but you don't know where to sit today.
I said, mesh,
move from here to here. Are you on heat? my God. So listen. That's why he started. Listen, for I will speak of excellence. What I'm telling you. So you listen. Listen. A lot of you don't listen. You are at the workplace, you don't listen to the boss. You are in church, you will not listen. You are in the family, you will not listen. Your ears are too much blocked. Why? Listen, for when leaders open their lips, they say right things. Unless it's a bad leader. Unless the person is a bad leader.
Or your candidate.
But a good leader, when you listen to a good leader, you will get to a good place. Let's go. We'll go up to 10 today, and then from next week I'll continue. For the mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. Wickedness. I can never be wicked. And I refuse to be wicked. Every leader must have the sense of not being a wicked leader. And if you are in a church, don't be a wicked church member.
Now, who are you? Many safo ba. Who you within? Who passes safo nigu?
Next, I'll teach about the characteristics of a wicked member. Write it down, Pastor Joe. It's a topic.
I fear that you name me. You better remember.
The character. Hey, if you have wicked members, you don't go anywhere in life.
Who are safo ma? Who you within? Who are you? Who say you within?
What you say, they hear it in another form.
Oka eya onu atini bi.
So when you say we are coming rehearsal, they hear that we shouldn't come to rehearsal.
Okay, say, yeah, about rehearsals. Or say, yeah, about rehearsal.
When you say everybody come with their soul, they hear that
okay, say,
we don't need souls in the church.
When you say
pay your tithe, they hear that the pastor want to chop our money.
Okay, say, but you do to so do. A comedy no pay CKD.
Their own hearing. Don't be a wicked leader. A wicked leader is the one that if people don't come to church, it's not a bother to them. So you are a group leader, you are wicked. You are a cell leader, you are being wicked. Because the cell will just start. Don't be a wicked leader who don't care about the people you are leading. For my mouth will speak to. Wickedness is abomination to my lips. You shouldn't be a leader that you don't care about people. Your people's business is not your business. Their life is not your life. Their growth is not your growth. Even if I don't call you to a proper meeting, our casual meetings, you know that is a direction. Oh, yes. The talk we talk. Prince, or Abi Nobiso. The talk we talk. Because you shouldn't have wickedness in your heart.
Verse,
let's move. I'm closing. It's time. Oh, thank you, Lord. All the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. All the words of my
mouth.
So as a leader, your words should be a righteous word, choicy words.
All the words
of my mouth are with righteousness. Don't say things that are not true. Don't say things you don't know. Some leaders are exaggerators. Oh yes, we met for the meeting. Oh yes, we did the rehearsal. Oh yes, the prayer, we met to pray. Meanwhile, everybody is eating bangu. Oh yes, we went for evangelism. Oh yes, we are calling, oh pastor, we are calling the people. Meanwhile, it's their friend you are calling. The girl you are proposed to in church is the one you are calling. Because you have not seen that girl in church 2 weeks, so you are bothered. Somebody has snatched her. So you are calling to check if the girl is still there. And some of the girls are more sly than the men. Oh, sweetie. Oh, honey.
Oh, Mido.
I really miss you.
Mafio, Papa.
Meanwhile, his left hand is another guy's ears.
Oh, Mido, for my few.
Don't. This stupid boy thinks I love him. Don't mind. He blocks the mouth of the. Or put the. I'm just lying to you. You are my man. When you leave there, you call the guy. Charlie. Bravo, you can say crying not to. Ah?
Crying.
Oh, say no cano. Me. Uncle Fat Girl. Na I did just me phone and say. Na I have 6 million. Crying not to. Oh, I hear. So after he finished with that man, he calls you, Charlie. I didn't have credit. That's why I couldn't call you. Can you send me some credit? And when he said he doesn't call, he said, my mother took the phone and used all my credit. Lies. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them.
So
if you are leading people and you are a crook, you are a perverse person. You won't go anywhere. Verse 9. Leadership anointing. They are all planned to him who understands. They are all plain to him who understands. And right to those who find knowledge. As a leader, listen to messages. Listen. You are a musician.
Messages, Papa.
You don't listen to any gospel artist that is anointed. Not the ones who say that when you have dead fowl, you don't have. How can I be looking for dead fowls? Is this a gospel? My friend, what gospel is in it? It means that all Christians should be interested in dead fowls. So if you are walking, look on the road. The ones that cars have hit. It's a gospel. I'm telling you, it's a gospel. God does not prepare dead fowls. That when he gives you dead fowls, he doesn't give you a silver. to boil it. At least, if God, you are letting me take some chicken, give me also. I mean, it's not a gospel. Please, forget it. Forget it. I said, that gospel is a gospel to the useless ones. The one is, I've been a Christian for so many years. Look, I'm standing in front of. Look at what you are doing. Take the mic and sing it. You see, you are not practicing what I've called you to become. Let it be. Consecrated unto thee all my days. Loving you, loving the Lord is my desire. Yes, that is a gospel.
When Christo sent panel,
I don't want to. No. Charlie, learn some of the essential. I gave you a role. You know, you are not listening. When I said you are the idol in church, you thought you were the Jamaican Rastafarian. I have told you you are the idol in church. But now, even if I don't call you to sing, you know about 50 songs from
idol. Yeah.
If I tell you something, it means go and learn about it. Learn to become it. And you must desire to learn it.
Are
you hearing me?
Who's hearing me?
I'm saying, if I say to you, learn something,
it means
you must always be on it.
Are
you hearing me?
Okay.
There are two planes. This one, you don't need any interpretation. When a person who speaks wisdom speak plain language, don't lead people to confuse them. I said we close at 10, isn't it? With verse 10. Next week we're going to continue. I have so many things to talk about. I don't know if I'll finish this month. Let's go. Receive my instruction. The next thing is that leaders must understand instruction. I gave you assignment, you received the instruction, you are on it. I'm so excited how you have started. Yeah. Receive my instruction.
We are
warriors. You said you are meeting where? Now it has moved from physical to Zoom to WhatsApp. Now it will move to the sky. It's very soon. The prayer warriors will meet in the air to pray. Now, early Sunday morning. I don't know if early Sunday morning is even working. Receive my instructions. Are you here with me? Receive my instructions.
You
know, don't be excited that what you are doing is not working. It means you are a failure. Anything we give to you that is not working, you are already failed. So where is Prince? Prince Ajue. You are here. What did I tell you this morning about the company? You heard it. Receive what?
Instructions.
This evening, cell meetings. No show. I don't want to see no show. Because I saw the report, no show. Because of venue change. You don't think I'm leading, no? Because if I'm a leader, I must know what. You think I don't, I am on your page. If you don't, I'm telling you. I know whatever goes on.
But
those who come to rehearsals and those who don't come like you. Who are making the work difficult like your wife. Instead of you to come and rehearse all night, you are making love. Repent. Because when you get to heaven, there is no sex. So stop the sexmatics now and do something for God. You every night. You want to put your hand on your wife. What kind of person are you? My friend, be serious. Be serious. I'm talking to you. Receive my shepherd. A leader must be able to instruct people. And when you instruct people, you must have a ear to listen. So this evening, 6 to 7, we are also continuing praying for Generation Impact Conference this year. This is going to be wild. It's not easy to get Bishop Kakra. It's not easy.
And that forms also for
there's a kind of grace that will let him walk here. And not silver. So don't be, those of you who are interested in silver, receive instruction. Don't look for silver. Are you hearing me? Silver, when you have instruction, silver always comes. But when you get anything, you will look for silver, you look for silver. You never know and enjoy silver. Receive my instruction. And not those of you who money is important than the work of God. You are not going anywhere. Because the work of God is not a business. And if you are here Friday, I told you, it is the blessing of the Lord that makes one rich. And it adds no. So a lot of you are sorrowful, you have worked hard. When scripture says it had no sorrow, it means that at the end of the month, you don't cry of what you have received. Because some of you, what you receive at the end of the month, you can't even save one dime in it. That's when the month is ending, you already have borrowed more than enough. And zero is greater than minus 1 million. So when God says blessing you, and you will not have sorrow, you won't wake up and you are going to work and you are crying. What am I getting? It means that God is not blessing you. But if God is blessing you, you work the works and you are excited because you have surplus. And this is what we call the blessing of the Lord. It adds no sorrow. The next one is that you work, but you can't do anything with it. At the end of the month, all you work for, doctors chop some. Stupid girls chop some. Stupid boys chop some. Restaurant that you can't afford chop some.
Restaurant at Coco Bakuya 50 Ghana, Hona Woko.
Dresses that you can buy, chop some.
Nufu asuse unsa, we dini die.
I say dresses.
Entadie.
Oh, because he doesn't come to all night. Because he's always sleeping with the wife. Shoes that you can afford, chop some.
And Papua, untumin talk, usikansu.
Wigs that does not fit your hair, but they are very expensive. That when you put it on your head, if you look like a caricature, they are chopping some.
Wiga esusiuti, enu timfa ni poswadi enu na.
Receive my instruction.
See, man, tini ni na metete unu tumu.
Listen,
muti.
Look at the scripture. He didn't say instructions.
Wanga se entini tina na kwanti ebebreu.
Receive my instruction.
Me,
because every instruction is the spoken word.
Let us say,
and the word is the same. The word doesn't change. So receive my instruction. Receive the word of God, because the word of God are not diverse. It is the same. Receive my instruction means receive the engrafted word of God, which is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Receive my instruction. My instruction is that when you pray, it works up. When you lead righteous, it works up. When you pay your tithe and your sins and your offerings, it works up. When you dedicate yourself to the service of God, it works up. Receive my instruction.
And not silver.
So don't be interested looking for money. Be interested looking for God. Because when you get hold of God, silver is like dust. The cattle of the hills, they are all his. The gold he has said, they are mine. And knowledge rather than choice of gold. And what knowledge? Because lack of knowledge, my people. I didn't say it, you said it yourself. Knowledge is power. You need to get knowledge. Get knowledge. Read books. Listen to good messages. Walk with the wise and you become wise. Don't walk with foolish people who don't know where they are going. Walk with people who can teach you something. Are you here with me? Receive instruction than getting silver. Knowledge rather than gold.
Rise your heart.
How many points did I give you today? How many did you write? You wrote how many?
Huh?
5 for today? Okay. Oh, thank you, Father. This power service. Lift up your two hands. El Shaddai. El Shaddai. Adonai. We will praise and lift you high by the power of your name. Christ, sing it, El Shaddai. Let's sing it, El hands down. But you know that you have missed Jesus out of the way. And you know that Jesus is no more with you. And you know that you are out of the way of Jesus. But I have good news for you. That today there is an opportunity for you. Opportunity to make it right with Jesus. Opportunity to give your life to Jesus. Opportunity to come back to Jesus. And you want to say, Pastor, I want Jesus. I want Jesus in my life again. If you are here like that, lift up your right hand. And I'll be praying with you. If your hands have been lifted up, I want you to walk to me. Come, and your life can never be the same. Because Jesus is calling you this morning. He needs you. He wants you. He wants to come into your life and change you and make you a better person. He doesn't want you to die to hell. That is why he came to die. to set you free. This day is the day of salvation.
Oh,
it is the only time that Jesus rises up to dance in heaven. Because he can see that the blood I shed is profiting people. I know you are thinking about your own life. But it is appointed for you to die. Once. And after that, there is judgment. Today is a decision day. You have been coming to church, but you have not made this decision. Today is an opportunity. Listen!
Listen!
Video will say, listen, tear. Listen,
tear.
And don't lose it. Those in front, take a step forward. And lift up your two hands. Go and write today's day, 23rd October. It's a new birthday for you. And you will rejoice all the rest of your life. I want you to be planted into a department in the church. And after church, I want you to come to the right side there and I'm going to meet you personally. Say, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for my life. That you came to die to set me free. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus. Those on Facebook, say it. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. I am yours and yours forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I ask that you take absolute control over their soul, body, and spirit. As a God, you build them up. You make them great people, great leaders for you. I soak them into the blood that may they lose the appetite of going back to their vomit, that they will not go back to the world, but they will live forever with you. Thank you, Jesus, for doing this for us. In Jesus' name, amen. So after church, look at me. You sit at the back row here and I'll talk to you, okay? Can you clap your hands for them?
And I appreciate it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wherever you are sick, put your hand there. There is an anointing of healing in this atmosphere. Every kind of sickness that is bothering, we speak the word of God into that thing. That by his stripes we are healed. I am forced healing for you. And I demand healing for your life. Be made whole. From every pain, from every weakness, be quickened by the power of the Lord. Those watching us, I speak health, I speak healing, that you are healed in Jesus' name. It is gone. It is gone. It is gone in Jesus' name. Amen. Can you clap your hands? I appreciate the Lord. One more time. Amen and amen.